Today's message, it's 1027 Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the water cooler conversations. And drivers tend to come up with all kinds of things that happen to them to explain their predicament when it turns out that, well,
they did something stupid.
Yeah. You know, with things like a UK driver, his vehicle landed upside down in a ditch.
So
he
doesn't just happen.
No, and he couldn't just say, you know, hey, I'm a bad driver. He couldn't say, hey, I was really drunk at the time. What he said was that he swerved to avoid an octopus. Yeah.
Do we think that's legit?
No. Because for one thing...
It depends where you're at.
Yeah.
There might be one scooting along the freeway.
Well, they're not unheard of there. Okay, so it's not out of the realm of possibilities. Yes, it is. I mean, come on. It wasn't an octopus. Although, if I did see an octopus on a road, I'd be afraid
to
hit it.
Right, you would.
It's like, all right. Because first of all, I think if I hit the octopus,
you're going to slide.
Well, it seems like it's slimy. Yeah,
yeah, it'd be like hitting some ice.
Slide. Or, I mean, I don't want octopus brain up inside my wheel well or anything like that. And so the 49-year-old, he escaped major injury, but he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of drugs.
You don't say.
It was after police found no sign of octopus at the scene.
is there usually a sign?
Well,
tentacle marks on the road.
Right. There would be something. You'd see SpongeBob around or something,
right,
you
something
know.
Something legit.
And it was near England's southwest coast, and octopuses are not unheard of in the seas off the south coast of England. But as the officer said, this particular cephalopod, which I didn't even say right,
who knew,
would have had to crawl more than 3 miles over hills and fields to find itself in the path of the vehicle. Right. So,
sir, I don't think that's what you saw.
Right. So
you might have seen it in your brain.
Right. It's trying to get there just to get to the road. You know, to get there and go, oh God, where am I now?
Yeah, I gotta turn back around.
Yeah, and so then the police, of course, stressed the dangers of driving while on drugs and posted about it on Twitter. And of course, that then prompted everybody to make their comments.
I bet there was some awesome, right, awesome responses.
Oh yeah, things like the long arm of the law and all of these things. But apparently, of all of the things that he could have come up with, I mean, can't you just...
Yeah, it's pretty random.
I mean, wouldn't you think of like something that's not like native to the ocean? I mean, something
a deer.
Right. You know, and
a dog.
Maybe they don't have a deer, but they surely have dogs.
Anything.
They don't have a squirrel. Come on. Surely they have a squirrel. But no, he went with octopus. So...
That guy's a genius.
Yeah. But what I like is that they found no sign of an octopus at the scene.
Nope.
So it's like, you know.
Obviously he's lying if there's no signs.
Well, I think it's like they're having Roger go over there and look. Hey, Roger, go over there and look and see if you see anything.
If you see one anywhere
over
the cliff.
It's like looking over and going, well, I don't see any octopus around here. All right. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Thanks. Best hits. It's 102.7.